countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
In 300 metres, turn left.
I'm on the road to County Tipperary to meet two artisan food producers.
Take the second left.
One with years of experience building a successful business, the other at the very beginning of such an exciting journey.
In 600 metres, turn right.
The word pivot is now commonplace in business as a result of COVID restrictions. It means to fundamentally change direction. And when it comes to making a business work during a pandemic, both these women have certainly had to pivot.
Take the next right, then you'll arrive at your destination.
My first port of call is to meet Sarah Furno, who runs the iconic brand Cashel Blue Cheese. Supplying three quarters of their cheese to the food service sector, Sarah had no choice but to pivot the business, as she explained on Countrywide 12 months ago.
I mean, you do go into shock. It was a combination of food service with exports for us that made up the 75%. You go initially in shock, and then you go into sort of fight and flight, I suppose, the best way.
You've arrived.
This is the yard my father built when I arrived, when we just came back to the farm in the 70s.
So Sarah, just take me back to, I suppose, this time last year, and we had you on the programme, and you sounded a little bit shell-shocked. What was it like to have such a business that was so dependent on the food service and export market, to suddenly have that market almost swiped away?
It was unbelievable, unfathomable, shocking, and really terrifying. And it was a form of mourning. This sounds all very dramatic. It felt very dramatic. And you were trying to stay strong for your team. You were trying to show strength. So, you know, being torn in every way. The orders were literally just being cancelled. Nobody knew. It was chaos. The cheese had been made. We were at the very beginning of the sheep's milk season for the year. You know, that's planned the summer before when the ewes go to the ram. It doesn't take into account global pandemics.
And you obviously have contingency plans in place for a big business like this if something goes wrong. And obviously, you know, we've had crisis in agriculture before, BSE, foot and mouth and all of that. But could you have planned for anything like this?
Contingency, for example, would be making different types of cheeses, maybe that would last longer, that would see you through a problem. So in 2015, we started making a hard sheep's milk cheese. Now, sheep's milk, any speciality milk, was most at risk during this time. Because, of course, cow's milk you could sell onto the co-op and whether they're powdering it or whatever they're doing, making a commodity long shelf life product out of. But sheep's milk, there's no bulk processing of sheep's milk. In fact, we would be the largest processor of sheep's milk in the country with Crozier Blue, which is very, very specialised. So we'd started making a hard cheese. That was good. And we made an awful lot of hard sheep's milk cheese last year. Another example of contingency is to have the capacity to store cheese, to age cheese for longer, to have that knowledge. And in 2017, we had actually extended our cheese maturing rooms. So we weren't scared of waste, of throwing cheese out. There's nothing worse than throwing out product that you've laboured to make.
So you have to think on your feet.
I had to think on my feet, and I was absolutely determined not to lose my team. And I came up with an idea of a food box of local products from local producers. And the idea was, like, my own parents were cocooning at the time, as was government guidelines. And I said, look, could we get some wholesome foods delivered to people from fellow local producers? But also there were some products that we created for that box. For example, our milk, which we started bottling, which we've extended now to sell that to within our local community to butchers. And that has created a greater sense of connection with our farm and our cheese making from our own local community. I really enjoy that.
You held your nerve. Would you say that's what happened here?
We did hold our nerve, and we continued to invest in the business rather than cut back. You know, we actually, Damien, came out. We obviously did have losses last year, but the choices we have made have put us in a really good position going forward.
At St Mary's Hall in Clonmel, it's Neighbour Food Collection Day.
Hi.
Hi there, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Shannon's down here, yeah? Hi Shannon, how are you?
Neighbour Food is a community-based initiative. You click online, place your order of locally produced food, the farmer or producer delivers in the morning, and you pick up your bespoke labelled basket of fresh produce in the afternoon, all contactless and socially distant.
Farmers market, basically.
Wonderful.
We have about 37 producers that sell their wares online. People pay for it online and then collect it at the end of the current season.
This is my second port of call to meet Shannon Forrest of Rivesi.
Rivesi pays homage to our roots and also has a little play on words. So my first home in Clonmel was King Street Flats, Re being the Irish for king. And then Declan, my partner in life and in business, is from Abbeyleaks, and the Devesi family founded Abbeyleaks. So paying homage to our roots, but also a play on words in the sense of king of food.
Very original.
Thank you. Yeah, I had way too much time in my hands.
Along with her Michelin-trained chef fiancé, Declan Malone, they were going well, selling locally produced savoury breakfast and lunch food from their vintage caravan at concerts, farmers markets and tourist attractions. Then March happened.
And it was kind of like, what are we going to do next? The first thing we did was cancel our wedding. That was meant to happen last year. And then the next thing was, our business needs to survive. And thankfully, two of the elements that Declan had on the menu in the food truck, I had approached Super Value Food Academy with that. And thank God I did at the time, because then Sarah Ferno approached us and she said, we're developing this food box. What do you think? Would you like to be part of it? And I was like, oh my God, you want one of our jars? Oh God, it's getting serious now. And that's how it all started. You know, we were part of Sarah's food box online. And then Nuala Hickey here in Clonmel said, well, Shannon, give me a few jars and we'll put them on shelf. And she, of course, had to pivot as well. Her cafe closed and was gone to a full-time shop. And yeah, it started out with two shops last year and now we're in about 70 across the island. Yeah.
Made fresh in their kitchen in Grangemacher, their own recipe, cashew chili crush and red onion marmalade, began to take off. The stay-at-home cooking was the key to the explosion in demand.
Absolutely, you've taken the words right out of my mouth. People were that may have gotten lunch or dinner while they were at work, or you know, going out for meals in the evenings, at weekends, and different things, and they just weren't getting that special occasion or that kind of restaurant quality punch of flavour that everyone wishes that they could create at home. God, like the way we not only. The way we eat at home and that when we eat out, I think people are appreciating so much more of what's on their doorstep. It's not like the big brands that are Irish. It's the little guys down the road growing, you know, organic veg or eggs, meat, cheese, whatever the case may be. As much as we'd be proud about the hurling or football, we're actually really proud of, oh my God, that farmer is down the road from me. That's incredible. Let's support him, you know. Yeah. So it's really done a 180 and all for the better, thank God.
So tell me the most important question of all, when's the wedding?
Ah, when's the wedding? Yeah, we have it set for August this year. So we've got, do you know what, through hell or high water, if it's just the two of us and our two dogs, we're getting married, for sure.
Well, that's determination for you. Fingers crossed there for Shannon Forrest on being able to marry Declan later this year, and also for both of them as they embark on a new exciting food journey with their Rivesi range, proving that in every cloud there is a silver lining. Rivesi is how that is actually pronounced. And you heard Shannon there explain how the name came about. Very innovative thinking as well. And before that, at the other end of the food enterprise range, Sarah Ferno of Cashel Blue on pivoting the business by selling Cashel food boxes in collaboration with other local farmers and food producers in Tipperary. It's one example of what a lot of small and medium food producers have been doing over the past 12 months all over the country as consumers pivot too in the way we shop and cook.